You're listening to SBS News.
Countries around the world have celebrated the start of 2021 in vastly different ways because of the pandemic. In New Zealand, where the outbreak has been eliminated for now, thousands of people mingled freely around Auckland's harbour to watch the fireworks display. For much of China, festivities were cancelled and residents had a quiet new year, except in Wuhan, where the virus first emerged a year ago. Student Cheng Meng Fan was among those who crowded the central Chinese city and released balloons.
Though everyone thinks that the first half of 2020 was terrible, if we look at the measures people took, the things people did as part of the epidemic control, and the human or friendly touch, something that we would not normally see, was felt by everyone. I think this point is really moving to think about. So if we look at it like that, it wasn't that terrible.
New Year celebrations were subdued in other parts of the world, including Europe, where the pandemic is being fueled by a new, faster-spreading variant. Many Europeans counted down to 2021 under lockdown, with police out in force on the streets of France, Germany, and the United Kingdom. In the United States, fireworks displays were abandoned in many cities. The Times Square ball will still drop in New York City at midnight, but the square is closed to the public, except for some frontline workers invited as guests. Local resident Matt Wozniak decided to visit Times Square early because he's so used to taking part.
It's actually sad to see it in such a big distress. But I wanted to be here because it was my tradition. I was here for quite many years, always coming. Sometimes in a big crowd, that was different. It feels different.
World leaders gave New Year addresses, spreading messages of hope while acknowledging the challenges. It's expected to be the last such address for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who will not run for re-election when the country picks a new leader in September. Ms. Merkel has admitted 2020 was by far the toughest year of her leadership, while remaining optimistic about Germany's COVID-19 vaccine program.
I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that never in the last 15 years have all of us found the old year so difficult. And never have we looked forward to the new year with so much hope, despite all our worries and some skepticism. And so I sincerely wish you and your families health, confidence and God's blessing for the coming year, 2021.
China has approved its first COVID-19 vaccine for general public use, a shot developed by the state-owned drug maker Sinopharm. The vaccine has been granted conditional approval after several other vaccines were previously authorized for emergency use. China National Biotech Group, a subsidiary of Sinopharm, says the vaccine is almost 80% effective. Although detailed data is yet to be released, CNBG Chief Executive Wu Yonglin says the vaccine is proven to be safe.
The outcome currently is beyond expectations. The safety and efficacy index surpassed the standards from the World Health Organization in entering the market, as well as our country's entering market with additional conditions requirements. It can protect a large scale of people.
Dozens of elderly South Koreans infected with COVID-19 have been moved from nursing homes to hospitals. It comes after government policy was blamed for a recent spike in deaths at aged care homes. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported a record daily death toll of 40 on Tuesday, 70% of whom were aged care residents. KDCA Director Chong Eun-gyong is urging better management of vulnerable facilities such as nursing homes, nursing hospitals, detention centres and mental hospitals.
The third wave of the pandemic is ongoing and has posed many challenges and problems on quarantine measures. It is necessary to expand the number of hospital beds, epidemiological investigations, and contact management capabilities due to the sudden increase of patient numbers.
for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.